Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right. Secretary Pete Buttigieg had a great answer to Tucker Carlson's gay comments. I'm not saying Tucker Carlson's comments were gay, but he made comments about Secretary Pete Buttigieg being, quote, a fake gay, whatever that means. And Pete Buttigieg talked to Andrew Callahan from Channel 5 and gave a quite insightful response for such drivel coming from Tucker Carlson. Now, I'll link the full interview below. It's rather great and insightful, but I do want to show you some clips of Mayor Pete talking about this, talking about Zohran Mamdani, which is very, very topical right now. And overall, we can talk about the direction of the Democratic Party and the leaders that we have. Let's start off with this clip of them talking about Pete Buttigieg and Tucker Carlson's comments about him being gay. Really quickly, Andrew Callahan didn't even know if he was going to post this. He said in an Instagram post, "I'm debating whether or not to put this out. Truthfully, one of my faults as an interviewer is that I don't like being mean or confrontational with people. It was a good discussion, and I liked him, but I posted it on Patreon, and people are super pressed on me for not pressing the fuck out of him for AIPAC funding and a couple other controversies. At the end of the day, I will work on getting better at asking tough questions to politicians, but do you guys still want to see this?" And of course, everybody wanted to see it because it's an interesting interview. But I feel like the expectations are kind of unrealistic here because Andrew Callahan does a lot of interviews where he just lets people talk and he's not throwing hardballs. He did it at the Charlie Kirk Memorial. He just asked people questions and he allowed people to answer. He's done this to Hunter Biden. He's done this to gang members. He's done this to former people who were in prison. That's his thing. So it's not like he has to go in there and press Pete Buttigieg on everything. I mean, yeah, you can ask him about AIPAC. I'm sure he would give an answer about it. But there's this weird expectation or this double standard where Donald Trump and J.D. Vance can go on every right-wing podcast and get softball after softball and nobody says anything. But anytime a creator sort of interviews or journalist interviews a left-wing politician, we all demand that they grill them over AIPAC and over everything. At some point, we just need to allow Pete Buttigieg to talk about his experience as a gay man. And this clip really demonstrates that. So drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. This video will be linked below. Check it.
You see the news recently, the Tucker Carlson statement.
He's never agreed to interview, but I'm going to ask him like some very specific questions about gay sex and see if he can even answer.
He said that you are basically fake gay and that you've created this persona to appease the woke mob.
Tucker Carlson claims Pete Buttigieg isn't really gay.
He was dating women just a few years ago. That's totally fake. Wow. He's not gay at all.
Smart.
So I said that on the air. People got all offended.
Yeah. I mean, in a weird way, I guess it's progress. Like, I spent a good chunk of my life believing, knowing that, like, being gay would be a career ender for me. I had two parts of my career when I was in my 20s. Public service and being interested in public office and being in the military, both of which could have ended because I was gay. And honestly, I don't like thinking about it now, but there was a time when I would have done anything to not be gay. Like, it was just like, tell me what I have to do, and I would have done it.
Like you would have gone to conversion therapy?
I mean, if I thought it would have worked, the state of mind that I was in at a certain time in my life when I was younger, maybe, yeah. Because I thought that the reality would just shut down my options. And then I grew older, I matured, I went to war. During that deployment, I thought, like, this is insane to, like, be a grown-ass man with no idea what it's like to be in love. Like, if I get through this deployment, okay. I'm going to come home, I'm going to come out, and if it messes up my career, so be it. But that's how I live my life. And so to now be at a point where a right-wing, whatever you want to call him, personality, his big conspiracy theory is that I'm secretly straight, is, like, kind of hilarious, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, I guess that's progress. Of all the things you could say about me being gay, probably the most, like, novel and weird is to say that I'm actually not.
Very, very insightful. Pete Buttigieg has a lot of personality. You know what I find funny is when Tucker Carlson says something to the effect of, I'm going to ask him questions about gay sex. He says
he's never agreed to interview, but I'm going to ask him like some very specific questions about gay sex and see if he can even answer.
He said,
"What? How are you going to know if the answers are accurate, Tucker Carlson? What's the implication there?" Here's Secretary Pete answering a similar question with Kara Swisher.
A recent episode of his podcast, conservative commentator Tucker Carlson called you a fake gay guy.
I'm going to ask him like some very specific questions about gay sex and see if he can even answer. I doubt he even knows.
I would like to know your response.
First of all, I do not think I want to discuss anything with Tucker Carlson.
Okay. Same.
Also, but I cannot think of a topic I would like to discuss less with Tucker Carlson than that. Even though I will admit some level of morbid curiosity on what in the hell he thinks his... I suppose it's a sign of progress that their idea of a conspiracy is that I'm actually secretly straight.
You know what you have to say? You have to say, Tucker, I'm not interested, okay?
That's one way out.
I do want to show you this clip of Pete Buttigieg then discussing Zohran Mamdani.
And right now we're in New York City. There's a pretty contentious mayoral election. Well, it's really not that contentious. You have an overwhelming groundswell of support between 18 and 32, especially in this neighborhood for Mamdani, who's kind of considered to be the front runner. Yeah. Yet you don't really see too many Democratic politicians openly supporting him. What's your stance on what's going on?
I think he's doing so well because he's focused on the issues people care about, like affordability. And I think that's what we as a party should be doing. Look, there are things he's going to say and that he's going to do that are going to make more sense in a Democratic primary in New York than like a general election in Indiana or even a Democratic primary in Indiana. That's just like politics are different in different places. But the core of his message, which is to focus on affordability, I think is the right message. I think also, you know, you see these maneuvers like the Trump administration apparently trying to put a thumb on the scale of election by getting Eric Adams a new job so he'll get out and clear the way for Cuomo. That's everything that people hate about politics, no matter like where they are politically. And I think it's just supercharging people's frustration with that.
But why is there the hesitancy to endorse him explicitly?
I think there's a lot of folks who aren't so sure about what he's said about the Middle East or some of his positions that are economically pretty far left. And a lot of people who think of themselves as Democrats still aren't there on those issues. You know, I also do think that my party should learn from the focus on everyday life, which I think is part of why he's been successful, and the style, the approach of just like getting out there and talking to everybody. But it's also clear that just collectively as a country, like the experience of young people is policy failure, right? Like you're supposed to be able to at least hope to purchase your home. And that's not happening.
And you know, a lot of people like politicians that are on the right will say, why do young people advocate for radical change when the status quo hasn't helped people? Radical change is what's needed. And Zohran Mamdani's quote-unquote radical change is like more affordable buses so we can get to work on time and lead to a more productive society, therefore returning more income for the city. It's very, very simple. Overall, I think Pete Buttigieg did great. It's interesting that Tucker Carlson is so obsessed with his sexuality, but what more can you expect? If you want to watch the full video, it'll be the top link in the description. Make sure you're subscribed to Channel 5 and the Adam Mockler feed. I appreciate you all, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.